Transmuting Violet Flame. Life has provided the transmuting violet flame as the way and means by which mankind can, through conscious application, harmoniously change and transmute wrong conditions and all that is less than perfect. The violet flame is the activity of divine love which consumes or transmutes. It is that rate of vibration. Violet flame is divine alchemy. It cleanses the force fields of the electrons composing the atom, which produces a change in vibratory action and results in divine alchemy. The use of the violet flame will change vibratory rates and, through transmutation, bring about transformation. It is an action of mercy and compassion. The flame of transmutation is an action of the seventh ray. It is coming in now at the close of the sixth ray, the Christian dispensation, which has reigned for the last 2,000 years with the Master Jesus in charge. The knowledge of this phase of the law regarding the use of the transmuting flame was not permitted to be made public until recently. Jesus referred to it as grace. Violet flame is a grace from God. You can call it forth into action in, through, and around you. Through its use, you can begin to balance your account to life by expiating karma while yet here in the physical body, transmuting the discordantly qualified energy of this lifetime and all previous ones. This will bring freedom in your being and world. It can transform your world when applied sufficiently. The use of violet flame is a science. Its transmuting activity is as scientific and practical as melting ice over a fire into water, and with greater heat turning it into steam. Through the use of fire, note, fire, flame, the vibratory action is changed, which changes its consistency. The transmuting violet flame will do the same with qualities of a wrong nature in the inner bodies and the physical body, too. The smell of violet flame is like ozone. It is an intense action of the violet ray. It is an inner action of the violet ray from the sun to the earth, of which science knows. The transmuting violet flame may be likened unto an eraser. When used sufficiently, one can erase from his life stream all that is not of the light that has accumulated. It is not just a repression of karma, making it inactive, but actually changes the vibratory action and makes the discord or wrong qualities non-existent. The transmuting violet flame is what will dissolve your human creation. That is the reason it was provided by the cosmic beings. In some teachings, through sheer will, students are able to push back, as it were, this misqualified and destructively qualified energy, karma, as it is called in the East. In that way, many healings are effected, but that energy is not redeemed, transmuted, or purified. Therefore, it sometimes happens that at a later time, when the pressure of will is released or no longer sufficient to hold back that creation of misqualified energy, then the disease again manifests. That is what is generally not understood. But with the use of the transmuting violet flame, it can be transmuted, and that is permanent unless one recreates the same qualities. All manifestation comes from the unseen, from the inner into the outer, that which is perceived by the senses. Distress and disease are results of causes set up on the inner. They are conditions in the mental and emotional bodies caused by wrong thought and feeling. Therefore, for a permanent cure, one must remove the cause instead of just treating the effect. This can be done through the use of the sacred fire, particularly the transmuting violet flame, which will dissolve the human creation. By its use, one can alleviate suffering and, furthermore, prevent it. Suffering is a purging, an action of the fire element in the physical body, caused by previously created discord or karma. With enough use of the transmuting flame, the cause of suffering which is in the mental and feeling worlds can be transmuted and balanced before it outpictures in the physical and is experienced in suffering. Disease is energy heavily charged with discord, and it may take very intense action of the violet flame to completely transmute it. Now, through the teachings of the Ascended Masters, particularly the one known as Saint Germain, the use of the transmuting fire has been given to mankind. It is also known as the violet flame, being violet or purple in color according to its intensity, and is one action of the sacred fire. The violet flame is radiance from the freedom flame. It is the consuming, transmuting activity. It has the power to transmute and redeem all that is not perfect. By the use of the transmuting violet flame, forces that are acting to prevent one's success can be removed. It will dissolve appearances and the accumulation of the ages. What causes limitation? It is this accumulation around the human form. Tragedies occur because one has not used the violet flame earnestly enough. They are caused by past momentum of things in your stream of life. To use the transmuting violet flame daily is most imperative. As the attention goes to the presence, more and more of the accumulated misqualified energy of the past will come forth for redemption. Be grateful for its coming forth so it can be redeemed. Then it will not come into action in an unguarded moment and cause distress or an accident. You will feel a lightness, a lack of the former pressure. Do not fear it, but call to the Christ Self to draw it forth into the transmuting flame and command it be completely transmuted, cause, core, record, effect, and memory. As you call for the violet flame, a ray comes from the hands, heart, or head of the presence or the Christ Self, the higher mental body, and as it touches the surface beneath your feet, it bursts into a flame. Also, there is the potential violet flame in the flame of the heart and in the points of light in every cell, but it is latent. It can, however, be activated at any time by calling the presence into action. There are three actions of the violet flame. It blazes up, in, and around us. It is in the points of light in every cell. And there is the action of the cosmic light. It is well to call on the law of forgiveness just before calling for the violet flame. By calling for the many, we release greater forgiveness for ourselves. We can say, Beloved Magic I Am Presence, I call on, or I am, the law of forgiveness for myself and all mankind, for all mistakes, misqualified energy, human consciousness, and for straying from the light. One can call forth the violet flame something like this. Magic I Am Presence, blaze through and around me the transmuting violet flame, thy sacred fire. Purify and transmute now all impure desires, hard feelings, wrong concepts, imperfect etheric records, causes, cores, effects, and memories known or hidden. Keep this flame sustained and all powerfully active. Replace all by pure substance, power of accomplishment, and the divine plan fulfilled. You can repeat the call several times, 3 or 7, in succession, at least in the beginning, as it helps to anchor and make it real in your consciousness. Meanwhile, picture, mentally see it, like a soothing flame, violet or purple in color, penetrating your very being and world right up through your body, going between the cells that make up your body, organs, bones, and all. The physical body is not completely solid as it seems. It is a small universe, microcosm, in itself, there being space between the cells. Visualize a flame as you might see it in a fireplace, but see it violet or purple in color. Some have gotten good results by turning on and lighting a gas jet, then watching the flame until they got the feeling and inner action of it. It is to get the feeling of it that really brings results. It does not cause a burning sensation, but gives a joyous, comforting feeling, relaxes, and makes you feel lighter. You can qualify it to be warm, or in over-warm weather, you can qualify it to be cool. Hold that visualization for 15 minutes, or as long as you can comfortably do so, or have time for it. The use of the violet flame will not harm anyone, but it can and will transmute distress, irritation, anger, lack and limitations, bad habits, and disease. It will give you a freedom never experienced before. You can make the following call to beings who have offered their assistance since the students were not handling conditions sufficiently. Beloved Lord Gautama, Archangel Michael, and Ascended Master Jesus, charge into this violet flame your purifying, dissolving power of divine love in its most powerful dynamic activity. In the use of the violet flame, there is naturally left in the place of what was transmuted some pure substance, but we need to call forth more of the perfect qualities. Therefore, after using the purifying action, it is well to call forth or charge your world with constructive qualities that you require or desire. You can simply say, "My magic I Am presence, charge me with perfect health, joy, happiness, illumination, love, wisdom, power, abundant supply, with ascended Jesus Christ consciousness," or whatever you may require. Use the transmuting violet flame with great intensity. Call for it as if your very life depended upon it. To control the feelings when you feel anything not of happiness at the solar plexus, feel the violet flame flash up quickly and come out at the heart as a golden flame and blaze it through the other person or condition which is the cause of distress. If it is a mental thing that bothers you, blaze it up through the head. Then feel the fullness of the presence. The position of one who has not contacted this understanding of the law of the I Am is different from one who has. When one does give attention to the presence, the accumulation of the past begins to be drawn forth. That is for the purpose of being transmuted or redeemed, so the individual may become free. All misqualified energy seeks redemption. With the violet flame, the record is transmuted, not only qualities of discord. If it were not so, that record would draw to it again the same quality. Purgatory is not a place of damnation imposed by God. It is a state of consciousness which is experienced at inner levels after so-called death when the individual is aware of his wrongdoings. When one is freed from the physical body, the awareness is many, many times more acute. One need not remain there forever. One can expiate his wrongdoings or karma to a certain extent and enter into higher realms, mansions not made with hands. When Jesus said, "Thy sins are forgiven thee, go forth and sin no more," what happened? Jesus called on the law of forgiveness for the other person and called forth the action of the transmuting violet flame, which transmuted the wrongly qualified energy and corrected the condition. By sin no more, he meant to not recreate the same condition through the use of the faculties of attention, vision, and qualification, meaning by this to change one's thought and feeling so as not to reproduce the same conditions or bring about a reoccurrence.